All right. Good morning, friends. It's February the 6th, 8:54 a.m. And I just want to do a prayer for everybody on here. I'm your host, Ori Rehm, for Psalm 91 Dispatch. And I'm just going to pray over you. I'm going to pray over you for faith, hope, love, joy, all those wonderful things. For God's love to just encompass you and you're able to bring the love of Jesus to others. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we just come to you humbly and we just ask for your perfect peace to be upon us today. That no matter what we're facing, whatever trials we're facing, whatever mountains that we have to climb today, Father, we give you this battle and we proclaim in Jesus' name that, you know, you've already given us the victory in the battle and that we want to go out and preach the gospel. We want to go out and just love on people. Sometimes we don't even have to say much. It could just be something like, you know, Jesus loves you or I love you. So Father, in Jesus' name, I just put on the love of Jesus right now. And I just pray for your will to be done in my life in Jesus' name. And Father, we just pray for everybody listening right now. We pray for a warring angel, Father, from heaven in Jesus' name to surround each person. Not only surround them, but let them know that they're protected everywhere they go, no matter what they're facing. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for your perfect peace over our minds, our hearts, our lives, our loved ones. And we pray for Holy Spirit fire on every person that's listening and around all their families. And Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you, Father, for another day on this earth. Thank you for the breath in our lungs. Thank you for, you know, the struggles you've given us that have made us stronger. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who came on the cross and died for us. So we don't have to do any of these. You know, he's done all the work for us. We just need to walk in the Holy Spirit. We need to do things by the Spirit. And we just thank you, Father. And we just pray, Father, I just ask for the Holy Spirit to come and minister to these people, Father. I just thank you, Father, for your wisdom. Thank you for the Word of God that keeps us grounded in your Word, that keeps us grounded in who you are. You are the Ancient of Days. You are the Most High God. And you desire a relationship with us. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we just pray, Lord, that you make yourself known to us in our lives today, that we see the work of your hands everywhere we go, and that in whatever things we're going through, we're going to give you praise. No matter what's happening, we're going to give you praise. Even if we're tired, exhausted, maybe we didn't sleep last night, Father, we're going to praise your name all day. If we get a time by ourselves, we're going to praise you throughout the day. You know, it doesn't even have to be much. It can be, you know, praise the Father, praise Jesus. Amen. Amen. And we just pray, Father, for the words in the Bible to come true in our lives. And we ask, Father, that you bring people into our lives that need to hear the Word of God, that need to be ministered to. And just give us the ability, Lord. Give us the ability to love others and help heal our hearts, Lord. If we have wounds in our hearts and maybe we're not able to love others, we just ask for you to help heal us, Lord. Help heal us. But we also pray for all the lost out there, those that don't know Jesus, those that are atheists, that don't even believe in God. Father, we ask that you move in their lives. We pray that you bring them not only a perfect peace, but, you know, an atmosphere around there where they will notice the difference and they will realize that the God of all creation is putting his eyes on them. He's putting his eyes on you, right? Father, in Jesus' name, we just pray for these precious lost souls, because a lot of these souls, you know, some of them are prophets, some of them are evangelists, some of them are pastors, some of them are teachers, you know, some of them, you know, they're going to sow into the kingdom. Some of them are going to, you know, they're going to give their wealth to the Lord in various different ways, whether that's feeding the poor or different organizations. There's so many of them out there. And Father, we give that to you, Father. We ask that you move in our lives. Help us understand what it means to pick up our cross and follow you. That, you know, we just thank you, Father, for all these wonderful things. And Father, we just pray for all the poor out in the streets, I don't have a home, but they're the most kind, most loving people you'll ever meet. I experienced that yesterday. Thank you, Father, for yesterday. Thank you for that. It really warmed my heart to know that these people really do desire to hear the gospel. So if you are having a hard time finding people to preach the gospel to or even listen to you, well, God, go to the poor people. Go to the people on the street. Some of them, you know, granted, they want to hear that, but some of them want to hear it. Some of them need to be loved on. So we just pray for the love of Jesus to flow to them. And we pray that, Lord, you help us build relationships with these people so that they can endure even more of your word and give us opportunities to bless these people and to show the other people around the world that, you know, God moves in all creation, not just the rich and the famous. Like, no, he's moving on all flesh. God is not a respecter of persons. He's got rules to this game. So, Father, we just ask that, just help guide us, Father. Keep us on that straight and narrow path. And, Father, I just cancel any curses versus spells and incantations placed against anybody in Jesus' name. I cancel them now by the blood of Jesus. And I pray the blood of Jesus from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. And I just thank you, Father, that you're going to be with us throughout this day, that your presence is going to be on us, that people will notice that, like, wow, what is up with that person? It's because Jesus is living in them, you know? We have the Holy Spirit. We have power. We have love. You know, we have a sound mind. And I'm just going to read out 9 random scriptures. I got these cards. I'm going to read these 9 scriptures over you. Psalm 139:14. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. He's talking about the secret place. Psalm 46:10. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Matthew 19:26. Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Amen. Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full and have it abundantly. John 10:13-34. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. So just pray that, Father, you help us to love everybody out there. Give us the ability to love. Give us the ability to smile. I know I struggle with smiling. It seems simple, but it's something I really struggle with. And another thing the Lord's kind of brought to my attention is like the clothes I wear. He's like, you know, more bright colors makes people feel more comfortable. You know, when you're dressed in all black, it kind of sends a message like, oh, you know, kind of standoffish for a little bit. So that's something he's kind of convicted me of a little bit. So I'm going to be looking for, you know, brighter clothing to wear so people feel more comfortable around me. I'm a big dude, so this is kind of something I need to work on. So Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you for your presence. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your love and your hope that you're going to give us today. And we're going to see you everywhere we walk. Everywhere we walk, we're going to see the presence of the Lord. We're going to see God moving in people's lives. And we're going to strategize with the Holy Spirit today. And we're going to know what to pray for and when to pray for. And it can be small little prayers throughout the day. It can be, you know, we can pray in tongues. We got 5 minutes. Let's pray in tongues for 5 minutes, you know. We're praying that perfect prayer to the Father, that perfect, awesome prayer that maybe, you know, God needs to feed somebody, you know, 10,000 kilometers away. I don't know. You know what I mean? We don't know what it is, but God can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds of the mouth of God. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, heirs also, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. Romans 8:16-17. All right, friends, have a wonderful day. I'm going to be praying for you throughout the day, and I'm going to do some spiritual warfare later on, probably tonight when I have time. And yeah, just be blessed. Let the love of Jesus flow through you. Let's go out there and take back territory from the devil. Let's cast him out of our lives. We bind him. We cage him. You know, we come out of agreement with you. We command you to flee in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. But yeah, of all things, no fear. No fear. We don't have fear. We walk in peace, right? So we just pray that in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Have a wonderful day.